Hello and welcome to Two Girls Who Read. My name is Olivia.
And I'm Lily, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything book related.
This week's topic is nothing, because we've reached rock bottom.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm adding suspense, I'm adding drama.
Mm-hmm.
Cute intro music. Do, 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 do.
Do a great job of the intro music.
Thank you. Acapella. Zoom, 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 zoom. You're meant to cut in with the pitch perfect. Here's the thing. Started out with friends.
No, I think you've got it all good on your own.
I'll do it all. It was cool. Fetch her back on! Zoom, 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 zoom. Wait, ready? Go.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh my god.
The pitch perfect gods told me to stop, so I am retiring my acapella career.
Yes. Well, today we're having just a good old chat about
fashion chit chat. Sorry, you go. I cut you off. That was really rude.
Yeah. We're just going to be having a chat about some things happening lately
in the media.
The good old media, and also just like, I don't know,
but right now,
other stuff about us.
Yeah, right now let's talk about what's happening on this couch, because I'm not wearing any pants and you have lost the will to live.
Was that not evident enough by our pitch perfect introduction?
Since you've been gone, acapella depressed edition. Depressed version. Well, that's nice.
What are you gonna have with the morning sentence?
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants, not even in like a sexy way. Like, I have this massive pimple right now. Like,
what does that have to do with your pants?
I'm sure there's a correlation somewhere. If I don't wear pants, people go like, why aren't you wearing pants, instead of why do you have that massive pimple on your face? Have you noticed my pimple?
No.
Yeah, because you're too busy looking at the fact I don't have fucking pants on. Yeah, so I like am not wearing pants because
she lost her pants.
I lost my pants. It's summertime in Australia. And I, like, only own long pants, and I just get too hot. Like, I overheat. My body, it's not good. My body's just always shutting down. Everyone can attest. And, yeah, and we're also in exam season. Also, while we're at it, why don't we just talk, can we talk about the economic state of the world? Like,
anything more specific, or
no? I was referencing Jaden Smith.
Yeah, I know you were.
Dude, can we talk about the social and economic state of the world? Well,
you don't know what my thoughts are right now.
Yeah,
intense fear.
Why? Because I'm not wearing pants.
Okay, not everything's about you, Olivia. I'm not. I don't care that you're not wearing pants. I have, like, that's this fear that, like, my microphone is going to crackle again. There's a few times we've recorded audio and my microphone has crackled and I've done all I can do.
It gives a bit of a snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, so I'm living in intense fear right now.
When aren't you living in intense fear?
That is such a good question. I've been studying for my exams too much.
So when
you say that, I'm like, so prolonged intense fear effects on the body go. Like,
gosh, yeah, you guys have no idea. So if you're curious about our lives right now, like, I kind of hinted at it, but we are in exam season. We're on the grind. We're in our academia era. I have my final assignment of the semester due on Monday. I thought it was due today, then I thought it was due on Friday, but it turns out it's due on Monday. Mm-hmm. Hey, at least it wasn't like, oh my god, it's due today and it was due 2 days ago. Like, at least
see, that would be bad. No.
No. So, I, like, gaslit myself into, like, feeling like I had less time. So, now I've been pleasantly surprise when I discover I have actually more time than I gave myself credit for. And so, yes, I've got that. And then I have an exam on global politics, which I test horribly. Like, I've told you this, Lily, but I don't think you understand, like, how bad I test. Okay.
Like, well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Curiosity. I don't know. I've never looked at one of your tests.
Like, the best example of, like, my academic career is I did a subject in year eight, like, history or whatever. Super easy subject because Australia, like, has no history except genocide.
Sure.
Anyways, I got 100% in every single assignment of that year, which was unheard of in that class. Like, I'm not sitting here being like, I'm better than everyone else, but nobody else was doing it like me.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, the teacher was like, oh, you'll do fine in the exam. And I went in, I failed the exam. Yeah. I got 100% in every written at home, like, essay thing, couldn't do the exam. So I'm terrified because my average cannot dip lower than a 65 because then I can't go on exchange and then two girls who read will die.
So you should all hope Olivia does good on her exam.
All for a subject that I don't even need because I decided halfway through the semester that I'm going to minor in marketing. So I don't need electives anymore. So this politics elective is irrelevant to my degree. So fun. I love university. I love learning. I have a dead face when I say that and a dead soul.
Now you're the one who's dead inside.
Yeah. But I'm, at least I'm not as crazy as Lily. Lily's just five subjects. If you aren't in university, you need to know that that is code for psychotic. Like,
it's code for that's how many I need to graduate on time. I'm not doing this by choice.
I know, but it is like, it's so many subjects. Like, in Australia, like, the average, if you do four subjects, people are like, oh, that's a full workload. Five is like, why do you want to destroy yourself? And three is like considered a full-time workload. And so four is like a full-time workload. And then five is just like, what are you doing? Like, overachiever, but in Canada.
So I have four exams this semester. I don't have five because one of my classes is like a full year subject. So like it's still considered like it counts as like two classes. But like the final thing doesn't like come for it until like the end of the academic like year. So I don't have an exam for that, and I won't have an exam for it anyway because it's just my like thesis anyway.
Just my thesis.
yeah, it's not an exam. but anyway, so I have four exams and I have to do really well on them, and I'm talking like 90% on above on these exams, which I think could be attainable. Because I like bombed a bunch of like papers and stuff like that.
Should we tell that story?
I don't really want to talk about it. It puts me in a bad state.
Okay.
Essentially, I bombed three papers in a row for three different classes.
But two of them she bombed because a teacher is like a personal vendetta against Lily.
Yes, and I have proof, except I don't want to talk about it because it puts me in a bad mental state. I'm trying to move on.
Yeah, long story is Lily has been effed over.
By
one tutor or professor or whatever. Not professor, like, whatever.
But yeah.
Tutor. And literally there is proof of it and it's technically academic misconduct. However, when Lily was like, I'm going to report this, they basically threatened to fail her for the entire class, like, no matter how well she did, which is also not good. So, yeah. Not allowed, not good.
So, anyway, that's a whole thing. But it just makes me very angry. So I'm not talking about it. I'm just trying to channel all this energy into my exams.
No, you should channel this energy into your a cappella. Zoom, 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 zoom. No.
My exams might be a bit more productive. But anyway, today is Thursday night here, the day we're recording this.
Do we do that now? We like say
no,
what day?
No, I'm not done my sentence. Oh, it's irrelevant. Anyway, so the test that I have a test on Saturday morning. My first final exam. So hence the me being dead inside. Because I have to memorize essentially like 150 pages of like symptoms for like 20,000 different disorders.
Gosh.
Like, So that's essentially what I've been doing for like weeks.
And yet she still can't come up with a diagnosis for me.
Well, maybe I have one. I just don't want to tell you.
Lily diagnoses Olivia live.
Live!
They're just like daddy issues, mommy issues.
I genuinely don't think you have a diagnosis, though. Except for, like, probably, like, generalized anxiety disorder. But other than that, I mean, who doesn't have generalized anxiety disorder these
days? If you don't, it's like, you're the weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, I could see you fitting the criteria for, like, generalized anxiety disorder, but, like...
What about depression? Am I depressed?
Well, maybe. Let's go through it. Okay. So, in order to be considered to be having depression, you have to experience 5 of these symptoms in the last 2 weeks.
I can already see the title of this. Olivia is depressed. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Confirmed by a fake psychologist.
We're 10 minutes in, and it's like, let's diagnose Olivia. I've already been diagnosed, but we'll do this for funsies.
Yeah. Because the diagnosis for depression fluctuates a lot, actually. Yeah. Because the symptomology is within the last 2 weeks, whereas most diagnoses are like within like 6 months or something. Yeah, okay. So, decreased mood. Decreased or irritable mood.
Ooh.
Ooh, were you not expecting decreased mood to be on the list?
I don't know how to answer that.
Within the last 2 weeks.
Within the last, like, decreased mood compared to like what, the 2 weeks before?
They're really not clear about it. They just say like decreased
flaws in the system.
The DSM-5 does have a lot of flaws. It does. Okay, so like I guess you could just say like, okay, so you're coming into me, the psychologist, and you're like, I've been feeling depressed. Mm. I guess it's more talking about like decreased mood to like in comparison to before you were like, I'm depressed.
Okay, I'll go no.
Not decreased mood.
That's a big Aussie no.
Okay. Loss of interest in, like, activities that you enjoy.
No, I've actually been regaining interest in the things I enjoy.
Okay, well, then actually you can't have depression because you have to have at least one of those.
Oh, my God.
You have to have, there's, like, other symptoms, so you need, like, 5 out of 9, but one of them has to be decreased mood or loss of interest in activities. Even if you have all the other ones... If you don't have one of those, it's probably another disorder and not, like, depression.
Whoa.
I know.
Guys, no, this is such a big deal for me because I have been diagnosed, like, severely depressed for the past, like, 4 years of my life.
Maybe she's on... You've been under-depressed.
Maybe I've been under-depressed. I actually have been feeling that, though. Like, for
I have seen that in you, yeah.
Yeah, like, you would know.
I mean, I did see you when you were depressed, and I'm noticing a difference now. So,
yeah.
But in case you were curious, the other symptoms are, like...
Our viewers are going to diagnose themselves.
Guys, don't diagnose
yourself. Please don't diagnose
yourself. I'm not actually diagnosing Olivia.
This was not a diagnosis. I wouldn't have taken her seriously.
Yeah, if I did tell her she has depression, I still am depressed, guys. yes, don't worry. I'm not a professional certified person.
Yeah.
The other symptoms are like psychomotor issues.
What's that?
It's like, you know, like difficulties like moving. So usually as a result of like muscle tension and things like that, you'll be like quite sore. Like,
well, just like I have that.
Yeah, but I think it's because your spine's fucked. Like.
It's true. Yeah. The chiropractor and I, tight. Keeping tight. Your business.
Yeah. As she crosses her fingers together, tight.
Tight.
Okay, weight loss or gain. Feelings of, like, hopeless, or, like, guilt, worthlessness.
Oh, no. I've decided to stop feeling those this week.
This week specifically.
Well, oh, that's right. Yeah. I've got my own story. You're not the only one with quirky stories, Lily.
Did I say I was the only one with quirky stories?
No, I've had family issues this week.
Uh-huh.
Yes, which is all I'll say. Yes.
Anyway, yes. So that's sleep issues, like either like insomnia or like hypersomnia, like sleeping a lot or not a lot. Concentration issues, fatigue, and like suicidal thoughts or behaviors. Those are like the symptomology of depression.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I have to know that for like 50 other disorders.
Yeah, fun. fun.
Anyway, so
are there any disorders that you learned about that you've had to really like convince yourself like you don't have them? Are you someone that gets kind of paranoid? You're like, oh my god, this is so me.
I think like at first, like if I'm like first reading the symptoms of a disorder, okay, if it's not clear, guys, I'm studying psychology, by the way, like if that wasn't really
yeah.
clear.
Imagine if you're just like, so yeah, guys, I'm studying philosophy.
Yeah, no, but I think that when I first like hear a symptomology, I'll like hear one symptom and be like, I do that. But like, it's not enough to convince myself I have the actual disorder because I'm like, there's so many other symptoms I don't have of yeah. each disorder. Like, so yeah, like, not really. Like, I wouldn't say, like, I've, like, been convinced that I, like, have the disorder. I'm definitely convinced that other people I know have disorder. It's, like, more, like, the opposite. I'll, like, look at a disorder and be like, oh, my God, so-and-so definitely has that. And
then you, like, come home and I'm, like, freaking out and you're like, oh, my God, Olivia, you're fucked.
No. Not
you. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so I've already told you the people who I think have, like, certain disorders.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
We literally talked about this, like, 2 days ago.
I'm trying to save you right now. My dad was on the phone. Because you're... I'm trying to save you right now because you shouldn't be talking about this stuff.
No.
She's never done it, guys. She's never professional. No, but it is interesting. Like, I have noticed... Why don't we do a mental health chat? We've never done that. Let it begin. Okay.
Let it begin.
No, because it is weird. Like, I have noticed, like, depression for me, it has gone away this year. Because I had very, like, situational depression, as, like, you know. And it's so weird having situational depression, because it literally is. Like, most people that have depression, it's like, this doesn't go away no matter what I do. And that's, like, really shitty. But for me, I had situational depression, so it literally was, like, I just had to change, like, my situation, and then I just, like, stopped having it. But the reason why I was depressed about the situation I was in was because I couldn't change the things that I needed to, because I was, like, too young, or I didn't have money for it, and so then I was stuck in, like, a pretty toxic situation, and... being trapped is the thing that made me depressed, like, and stuff like that, and like the situation itself made me depressed. And so it's just been weird because this year I just like haven't been in this situation, and so it started out like it almost like lingered, but then the past few weeks it's really like my body's almost like weaned out of depression, and it's like, we don't need this anymore, like,
as proven by my expert diagnosis. Oh my gosh, that I've just given as you. Proven. As my expert diagnosis.
I mean, I might have it still.
Yeah.
But it's just not, it's not severe anymore. Because exactly, I went through, like, a really rough patch. Like, where, you know, like, it's like, bye guys, peace out. And then, you know, like, the thoughts were there, which is never... Here's the interesting thing, like, people, okay, trigger warning, suicidal thoughts, but people are always like, oh, suicidal thoughts, they're, like, really scary thoughts to have. They were never scary for me. Like, it was...
For most people, they really aren't. Like, no. If you talk to anyone who's, like, had suicidal thoughts, it's often a thing, like, because people who have suicidal thoughts have, like, desensitized, like, they're desensitized to the idea of suicide, they're desensitized to the idea of pain, exactly. they actually have a higher pain tolerance, so things actually, like, don't hurt them anymore, they're, like, not, like, afraid of that idea, so it's actually, like, a very, like, common thing that, like, a lot of people experience, and that's, like, why they don't really see it as, like, this alarming thing, they're, like...
Yeah, well, exactly, like, I just never... I'm a writer. I mean, I am doing a creative writing degree, so.
I love how you always say it sarcastic. You're like, I'm a writer. Like,
I'm a writer. Yeah, and I've been writing, like, for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a running joke that it's crazy that I thought I ever, like, didn't want to be a writer, because you can literally find, like, 5-year-old me writing, like, novels about my stuffed animals. But then my entire life, like, I never once considered maybe I want to be a writer. Like, it was just something that I've always done. And I'm grateful for that. But then it's also, like, interesting because I've documents from, like, every part of my life. And there's, like, one poem that I wrote, like, when I was really depressed. And it kind of goes along the lines of, like, I don't understand why people don't... Should I just get the poem up?
Do you have it?
Like, yeah, no, right, it literally would find me, like, 15 seconds to get.
She's quick, getting
we'll
a poem.
Do some acapella while we wait. Ready? Hit me. Here's the thing. We started out with friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. And all I ever hear you. Fucking hell, my Google Docs isn't loading.
We were given a microphone one time. And we're like, must sing into it.
I love it. Okay. Okay, this is my poem. I've never read poetry on here. What the fuck? No matches. Oh, great. Oh, sorry, wrong Google Doc. Guys, wrong Google Doc. I love Google Docs, but I also hate Google Docs. At least it's not Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word? Oh my god, I hate Microsoft Word. Okay, I think I found. This really shows that, like, we don't edit anything because this is, like, all going to stay in. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's my poem. It's titleless. It's not published or anything. So if it becomes popular with the depressed girlies, it was me, guys.
It was you.
So it goes, I remember the days I thought talking about death was bad, how I gasped when people spoke the forsaken word. I don't remember when it all changed and saying death became a hymn to the rhythm of my heart when I felt trapped and alone. It's my constant plan B, because while my joy is a constantly flipped hourglass, turning so hard the glass threatens to break, death is a constant promise that at any time I could only feel nothing. When did that become a comfort and not a threat? That's my poem.
Oh, man.
That I wrote when I was, like, 15.
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, such a contrast. Because, like, I'm like, I can find, like, YouTube and TikToks of me being like, hey, guys.
I know.
Read these books. Akitar slays. And then I'm just like, when did death become a comfort, not a threat? Like, I'm a writer. So it's definitely interesting because I never thought I'd be in a place where now I look back at that and I'm like, interesting. I mean, it's weird because I did used to think, I don't know about you, but I did used to be like, oh, death is, like, really scary to talk about. You don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Now I see, like, it's... Now I'm like, oh, that's so sad if you're talking about it. But it's like when I was in the moment, it's like, I don't care if we're talking about this. Like, big deal, big whoop. Mm. But it's almost like I'm not desensitized to it anymore, but I'm almost like empathetic towards it when people like don't have a problem talking about that. It's, I like, mean, you yeah. know.
Yeah, you have an understanding.
I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on it? If somebody starts talking about, like, death, what's your kind of reaction? Are you like, don't talk about that? That's
no,
a bit dark.
No. I think more, like, the same as, like, what you just said. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, empathetic. Like, I mean, it's just really weird. But, I mean, life has been pretty good recently. It's weird, but, like, good. We're going to meet the Wallows next week. Yeah.
We're going to get to that. I thought we were having mental health chat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, now it's your turn. How's your mental health been doing, Lily?
I mean, not bad. I'm just tired.
Are you, like, anxious?
No. Yeah. I mean, like, sometimes, like, when I think about my assignments that I don't talk about, which is why I didn't want to talk about them. And
you're like, well, I wasn't anxious.
I wasn't anxious, but now I am. No. I'm more just, like, tired. I'm definitely, like, burnt out and just, like,
Yeah. I'm so nervous because, like, I signed up for a summer class and I already feel pretty burnt out. And, like, I've heard
when does it start?
It starts 28th of November. Finish. Yeah. So I'm definitely nervy because I'm like, I have heard that sometimes doing one class is harder than doing like four, because when you're doing four, you're like in the mindset, you're like, this is what I do, I'm a student. But when you're doing one, it's like 10 times more of an inconvenience because it's not your main priority, it's just something like you put aside and then you're like, oh crap, I have to do this. But I'm doing a summer, I need to do this summer class because I don't want to, basically, like, the fact that I've switched to a minor in marketing has really messed around with my scheduling to graduate, and I will graduate like one semester later, so my degree will technically take like 3 years and one semester instead of just 3 years, because I won't do this one subject like this summer. And I'm like, really just not, I don't want to do that, because also something that for the listeners, like, Lily knows about me, but basically I have a scheduled date where my parents are cutting me off. And that's 3 years, like, that's in 2024, end of 2024, like, my parents are cutting me off. So it's like, I need to be working enough to, like, pay rent, because right now my parents, like, give me enough money to, like, help, it helps out a lot. And it's enough that, like, if I don't have that, it's like, the hours I'm working now, which is part-time, wouldn't be enough to pay the bills. So it's like, I would love to have my degree, which could give me a well-paying job, hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, before I get cut off, instead of having to go through a whole semester where I just have to do one subject and I'm like on the struggle bus with money.
Yes.
Because your last subjects are where you really should be doing the best. Those are the ones that really, like, are important or count. So, yeah. The thing that I always feel anxiety about, I just am so such, like, a future person. I'm like,
really?
Stop it. I'm just so, like, I don't know what the future holds. And I know that comes from the fact that, like, when I grew up, like, I had such a really crappy situation growing up. And, like, my living situations would change, like, all the time. My family situations would change all the time. It was like, I didn't know if, like, what was going to happen the next week. And I feel like some people feel that to a degree. I feel like everyone feels that to a degree now with COVID and stuff like that. Everyone, I feel like every, you always hear the classic, well, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, COVID could happen. But I've been feeling this since I'm like eight, because my home life was just crappy even before COVID. And so, yeah, my life was crappy before COVID. I wish I lived in a world where COVID was, like, the worst thing that happened to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, no, some of us got abused. It's like, zoom, 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 zoom.
Stop.
Zoom,
do not do the acapella. Some of us got abused. Zoom, 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 zoom. Oh god, I feel like it's like a TikTok audio or something.
God, I feel like that's such a staple of, like, the time we live in. Not to be the arts major, but to be the arts major, that is so symbolic of the time we live in, girl. God. Like, I just had a really dark moment, and you're just like, let's make that into a TikTok audio.
No, but anyway, yeah. So I've got my exam, one of my exams on Saturday.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I'm going to an Ash concert. Yes. By myself.
You're a big girl.
Big girl.
They grow up so fast.
I'm going to just sit in the queue by myself.
Yes. I find it so silly.
I'm just going to be sitting in that queue studying.
Honestly.
Studying for all my other exams.
Because I mentioned the part that what happens after the day after your concert.
Well, you see, so by the time I get back from my concert, it's going to be like 1 a.m. probably.
Mm-hmm.
Earliest midnight, realistically 1 a.m. based on just, like, everything.
Yeah, and that's getting home. You're not going to be asleep.
I'm not going to be asleep. And then I have my third year statistics exam at 9 a.m. the next day.
Little Timmy Tim, look at me. It's Timmy T. Let's look at the probability.
After we're done this, I feel like I need to watch that video for serotonin. So I have my stats exam the next day, so I'll probably like sitting in the queue like studying for that exam.
You meet honestly. So many lesbians.
I know. Last time I went to the Ash concert, I met so many lesbians. It was so much fun.
It'll be like they all are in hiding, and then they just crawl out.
And then they crawl out for the Ash concert.
They crawl out of their like, what do lesbians do? I should know. Maybe this is just a message. Not all lesbians do the same. Oh. I feel like... Sorry, you finished this.
The lesbians and the gays, like, are at the Ash concerts, like, all the time. Like, that's what I saw the last time I went to an Ash concert. Anyway, so I go to the Ash concert on Monday, got an exam on Tuesday, 9 a.m., as discussed, then an exam on Wednesday at 9 a.m., but then as soon as my exam is over, Olivia and I are heading down to Sydney!
Okay, the reason why we opera sung that, because if you know Finding Nemo, whenever they say Sydney, like the opera fish, whenever I think of Sydney, I just think of those opera fish from Finding Nemo going, Sydney!
Yeah, anyway. And we're going to meet the Wallows because they're hosting like a live signing or something. At like a music store, and so we're going. Well,
yeah, I am coming too.
As I said, we.
Oh, I thought you said I. I was like, I'm no, coming.
We. We're going to a bit of a signing, and then the next day we're back in Sydney because we're going to the Wallows concert.
Well, I'm in Sydney that night. Though.
You're in Sydney that night because you.
I'm seeing Gami. I'm seeing Miss Dua Lipa.
You were thinking of so many ways to say
that. I know. I was seeing Dua Lipa doing her little dancey dance. Going,
yeah.
No, I'm excited for Dua Lipa. But there is a rumor that she goes on late. Like, she goes on stage, like, really late. Like, she keeps the crowd waiting. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Like, I went to a few concerts like that, like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
It's just so annoying. Because especially... like, we live 2 hours public transport away from Sydney, and the train only comes once every hour. It's like, I have a schedule, and if the encore's happening, like, 10 minutes later, or an hour later, then because you came on stage later, that really Fs up my whole night.
Yeah, no, I hate celebrities that don't come on, like...
on time.
On time.
Etiquette.
Like... exactly. All the artists that I saw, like, this year, like, when I went to see, like, Ash and the Wallows and Conan, like, earlier this year, and I've seen them all this year as well, for those of you who don't know, again, second time, but, they all came on, like, right on time.
Which is how it should be.
Except Conan came out early. Conan came out, like, half an hour early.
But that was because he zoomed off to go sing. Because he zoomed off to go sing
at Miss Olivia Rodrigo's concert, like right after. Yeah,
you weren't allowed Olivia Rodrigo in the Conan concert, but
The people at the Olivia concert got to go see Conan.
Yes,
I still remember getting home and seeing that they like played together, and I was like, "What?" Like, and it was actually really funny because I remember seeing because so many people like after the show is over, they wait outside like the artist tour bus.
Yeah,
and like wait for them to like come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they like sign stuff or like talk or like whatever, and I remember leaving the Conan concert and there's a bunch of people like standing outside the tour bus, and I remember me and my friend who I was with, she was like, should we wait here and like wait and see if Conan comes out? And I was like, no, like, because I don't know, it just feels silly, like we have no idea when this could happen, like, and it's so late, we're just gonna stand here for like how long? Like, that's a bit silly. And so we went home. And then we found out he never came to the tour bus because he zipped off in a sidecar to the Olivia Rodrigo concert. So all the people standing there waiting.
Okay. If I was an artist, I'd just like be like, do a blocky. I need to wind down the window and say, stop waiting. I'm going to the Olivia Rodrigo concert. I'm not coming. Go home.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny. But yeah. So I mean, I have some ups and downs in my week, like coming up.
Yeah.
But you know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
You're like Ross Geller in that one episode of Friends. They're like, I'm fine. fine. I don't know why my voice is all high and squeaky. I hope you guys like Mexican food because I'm making fajitas. I just watched that episode of Friends today. Ross just like carries like the last seasons of Friends, honestly. Like,
really?
Not even Ross, but like David Schwimmer's comedic acting. Like,
David Schwimmer's a really good actor, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, lots of fun projects going on.
Oh my god, we have to talk about the whole Kit Connor thing that happened.
Oh, this makes so much sense, because I feel like this is such an interesting thing for us to talk about, because we get comments asking.
We get, okay, so
for those who don't know the Kit Connor situation, basically Kit Connor is Nick from Heartstopper, in case you need reminding, which I doubt you do, but just in case, like, Nick from Heartstopper, Kit Connor, as soon as the show came out, like, it was very clear that he had been tokenized as, like, the one for the straights. Like, the straight people watching the show, like, the straight girl is watching Heartstopper,
loved
Kit Connor.
Don't even love Nick Nelson. It's love Kit Connor. Like, whenever you see them talking about him, they're never using anything of, like, him in character or talking about him.
It's like Kit. Yeah. And anyway, it was very apparent, like, just through edits. Like, all the other edits of Heartstopper characters always be soft, like, lovely, you're so lovely. And then Kit Connor would be like, fuck me like it's hot, damn. Fuck me like a famous actor.
He's, like, literally 18 years old.
He's literally 18 years old. And Nick Nelson's, like, in a high school uniform for majority of the show, playing, like, a 15-16-year-old.
Well, that's what I said. Like, they never do it. It's never, like, the show.
It's not the vibe of the show. The vibe of the show is, like, girl in red, like, she's so pretty it hurts, I'm not saying. But then the straight girlies were like Chase Atlantic audios, and then they're like completely virused poor Kit Connor.
And everyone accused him, so he's like talked before about how he's like unlabeled, like he's never put a label on his sexuality, and
which is his right.
Like, he never came out as heterosexual. Like, he literally said, I am unlabeled. And people saw him like with a girl one time, and then everyone went on a whole, not everyone, but like the assholes of the world went on a whole rampage that he was queer baiting. And unfortunately, I wish I could blame this like on the straights, because you were like, oh, like the straight people like really like made Kit Connor their own. But I'm like, no, this was the queer community who was saying that he was queer baiting. Like,
the straights don't care enough about the queer community to know what queer baiting means.
No, like, and queer baiting is just like a whole thing. I'm like, it's impossible to queer bait, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah,
like, you can't say that someone's like acting
queer baiting is a homophobic term that the queer community has coined, and since like the LGBTQ plus community have coined it as a term of their own, they think that automatically makes it not homophobic and impossible for it to be homophobic. And it's that whole thing of like, you can still be sexist and a woman. You can still be racist and a person of color. You can still be homophobic and a part of the LGBTQ plus community. Like, it's like, you can't be like, I think all gays should die, but it's okay because I'm gay. Like, that doesn't take away the fact that you're
part of the problem. So, anyway, they accuse Kit Connor of queer baiting, even though he...
Well, let's define what queer baiting is.
Queer baiting is essentially just when people say that, like, you're pretending to be queer, basically, when you're not, in order to get, like, attention, or, like, they'll say a lot of celebrities do it. Like, for example, like, they're like, Kit Connor, you're benefiting off of the LGBTQ community by being in this very LGBTQ show. You're benefiting from it, and you're pretending to be queer to gain benefits, basically. People say that with like a lot of situations or whatever. They're like, they're pretending to be queer basically just to get benefits from it, which I never understood, because I feel like, why would anyone, like, I never understood why people think that people would, like, pretend to be a part of, like, the queer community, because I'm like, okay, you're saying that there's these, like, benefits to doing it, but there's also, like, a lot of, like, harassment and, like, bad things that come from being a part of the queer community. So I'm like, why would someone pretend to be a part of the queer
community? I know. It's like, when people are like, oh, you're pretending to be depressed. It's like, why? What do you gain from that? Like, and yeah, like, what would I gain from that? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And something to note as well, majority of the celebrities who get accused of queer baiting are men.
Yeah.
Like Harry Styles, so many K-pop idols. Like, so many K-pop idols. Yeah, like Kit Connor. Basically, like, just, any man that shows, like, a feminine side, like, you're queer baiting.
No, exactly. And it's, like, yeah, in my opinion, I think it's a really stupid thing. But Kit Connor got accused of queer baiting, so he...
For months,
and he finally came out as bisexual, because he was essentially forced into coming out.
Yeah, because he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't be with anyone without people being like,
you're queer baiting.
Yeah, with it, you're queer baiting. It's like, he couldn't get a girlfriend, or he couldn't go out with a girl, because then it's like, you're queer baiting. But then he couldn't go out with a guy, because then it was like a big headline.
Exactly.
And so he was basically pushed into a corner and forced by the media to come out at 18 years old when he clearly did not want to do it.
Yeah, and it's really, like, unfortunate that, like, it's just so upsetting. Like, I remember reading his, like, tweet, and, like, I had, like, some tears. Like, I was so upset.
Well, even in his tweet, you can tell, I'm really glad in his tweet he didn't make it, like, guys, I'm coming out, celebrate. Like, he made it very clear. It's like, this is so not good for me, and I don't want to be doing this. Like, his tweet is something like, hey, I'm back, like, congrats on forcing an 18-year-old to come out, I'm bi. Like,
y'all missed the point of the show. Like,
yeah.
And what I find so funny about that was, like, the whole storyline of, like, the first few episodes of the show, or actually not even the first few episodes, I mean, it's talked a lot then, but it was kind of a thing throughout the show, was how, like, Charlie Spring was, like, outed before, like, he wanted to be outed, and all the, like, negativity he faced because of the fact that he was forced to be outed. So I find that so funny that that was literally, like, a central plot of the show, and yet the fans quote-unquote of the show.
Well, I mean, even Alice Oseman, she tweeted, she's like, I truly don't understand how anyone could watch Heartstopper and then, like, be so desperate to find out this information. I was like, yes, same. This is not the Alice Oseman gospel
that we have been preaching.
That we have been preaching. And
yeah, so it's quite horrific.
It's quite horrific, especially because it's like, this is what happens to actors on queer shows. You know what I mean? It really sets this narrative that it's like, acting on a queer show and making a queer show comes with challenges and difficulties that heterosexual shows don't need to face. And it's like, we already knew that, obviously. Like, homophobia, like, if you're a lesbian show, you can, made by Netflix, you can basically,
you'll be
count
getting
your days.
Canceled. You'll be, your days are numbered.
And that is a challenge. That's a discrimination. Like, and then it's like, this is just another thing where it's like, when big companies are going, or when people are part of the LGBTQ plus community, like, I want to tell a story that represents my community. These big corporations who have the ability to make this film or this TV show and put money into it, they're going to think of it from a business point of view and go, well, it's just a movie about LGBTQ plus people. It's a lot more, like, problematic than a straight one. So we're just going to make the straight one. And then it leads to no representation, which I feel like we don't even have to say. It leads to a whole bunch of issues. I mean, the amount of people alone from Heartstopper, like, comments I've seen where it's like, I realized I was ... because of Heartstopper or because of Alice Oseman is insane. I mean, it's like, we need this representation. We need more of it. And
but we can't have it because these people,
we can't keep having it if this is how it's going to be treated. And yeah. It's like, who would want to work for this type of show? You know what I mean? Who would want to work for a show where they're like, this is what's going to happen to me? Like, imagine, and it's like, I can totally see it being an issue now where we will have characters or we will have actors who are a part of the LGBTQ plus community, and they will turn down roles that probably would have been perfect for them because it's like, well, I'm bisexual and I'd love to play this bisexual character, but I'm not ready to come out yet. And if I play this bisexual character, the media has perpetrated this message that it's my responsibility as an actor playing a bi character that I have to come out as that. It's like, how are you any better than like making fun of, how is that any better than being like, oh, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Because it's just, it's honestly.
There's no words.
There's no words for it. Honestly, it's so bad. And I mean, it's just every time I just see Kit Connett's name in the media, it's like, this man's just getting more and more harassed by fame every day. I mean, the last time I really heard about Kit Connett in the media was like when someone snuck into his Paris room and I was like, oh my god, like,
yeah, he's just had it rough
and it's just like undeserved, you know, like really crazy, really really crazy.
But in good gay news, I saw something today,
yeah,
that the second season of Young Royals is in the top 10 of Netflix in 64 countries around the world. And in the last 2 days has been the fourth most watched Netflix show in the world.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not in the top 10 in Australia, apparently.
Oh, my God. Now, that's just homophobic.
Unsurprisingly, yeah, a lot of, like, European countries, it's, like, number one.
Yeah.
It's done really good in Mexico, which is interesting. A lot of, like, it's gotten really big in, like, Latin America as well.
Where are you
like,
getting this?
It was something that Edvin reposted on his Instagram story.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I never know how like people get those Netflix stats. Like it's YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Netflix will always post things and be like, it had exactly this many streams. I'm like, how do people know this? Like, where did you get this?
Number 10 in Canada, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's mostly been really big in, like, Europe.
Well,
like,
yeah, South Young America. Royals is really big in Europe, especially, like, yeah, like, in Sweden, obviously.
Shockingly, it is number one in Sweden at the moment.
But, guys, if you haven't watched Young Royals, highly recommend.
Gay rights.
Gay rights. Season 2 was just so good. We watched it in, like, 2 days, and oh my gosh, it was so good.
I want to rewatch. Honestly. I want to watch it, like, because I watched season 1 a couple times, and now, like, I've watched season 2, but I'm like, I want to watch them, like, back to back. Like, I want to be able to watch season 1 and then just immediately next episode. Yeah,
you would find parallels. Like, it's so crazy because the shows were made quite far apart, but the writers still did a great job. Like, there were things that came back in season 2 that I forgot happened in season 1, but it was like, oh yeah, like that would kind of like be a tiny detail in season 1 that would kind of domino effect into this bigger thing. I mean, yes. And just like the last episode of season 2, chef's kiss all around, like so good.
Like, I feel like that last episode lives in my mind rent free, like
constant
replay.
They killed it.
Like, no, and it was great because they followed a very similar structure to the first season.
It did.
Where, like, episodes 1 and 2 were like this intense build up to something, and then episode 3, like, all this stuff happened, and then like 4, 5, 6 were just madhouses, and then 6 was like the biggest shitstorm ever, but amazing.
It's just so good because it's like season 1, they clearly had found, like, struck gold with something, but then season 2, like, they really honed in on their craft. Like, everyone, like the actors, the cinematographers, it was all just exactly what season 1 was, but just like enhanced. Like, they had more money to do it.
Yeah, and you could tell that the actors were all, like, very settled into their roles this season. Like, they were very, like, good, used to their characters. There were so many times during this where Olivia and I were actually, like, both, like, sitting on, like slid off the couch and onto the floor.
Well, that was just you. That wasn't
that
me.
That was me. But then at the same time, when I would do that, you would just be, like, pacing around the apartment.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was pointing at the TV, like...
You're like, she was like standing right up at the TV being like, what the hell?
Like, I'm like pointing. Air punching the TV because I'm like, I don't want this to come out of our bond. But what the heck?
Yeah, like I'm like face planted on the floor. Like as we're like screaming, I'm pretty sure like our neighbors probably called like the cops. They probably thought we were being like.
Murdered.
Murdered.
Death, Young Royal season 2 episode 3. Like.
Yeah, it was insane. I still remember like a certain like moment or whatever. Like from like episode 3 where like I figured I made the connection like 1 second before like you made the connection. So I was like, and you were just like, and then all of a sudden you looked at me and you're like, it's like just gasped. And then we were both like, cue the floor, cue the pacing. Yeah. Like it was just messy.
I love
messy.
How your dialogue involves strictly facial reactions on a podcast in order to get it. And I was like, and you were like, there's no context for the listeners.
So I was like gasping and Olivia was looking at me neutrally and then Olivia was gasping.
And it was just gasps all around.
Gasps all around the room.
Oh gosh, no. But I highly recommend, like, if you watch season 1 of Young Royals, or even if you haven't watched season 1 of Young Royals, binge it all. But if
it's only
watch,
6 episodes a season.
Yeah,
so you
have nothing to lose. And even if you watch, like, Young Royals season 1, but you kind of, like, forgot about it, and you're like, oh, should I pick that up again?
Yes.
You should. It's such a good show. And it's so important.
If this gets, like, discontinued... You're going to catch me on the podcast a few weeks from now being like, homophobia at Netflix, let's talk. Because there is no reason for this to get cancelled.
I'm literally like, genuinely, I would be at that point, I might cancel my Netflix subscription.
I don't pay for my Netflix subscription because I piggyback off my parents.
Well,
but
I piggyback off your parents.
I'd be like, remove my profile off the Netflix.
I'm like remove PP. My Netflix profile on Lily's parents' Netflix account is PP. I did not name it. I just piggybacked on their Netflix account and they had a spare one called PP.
It was one that someone in my family, forget, like accidentally created when they were like fell asleep like watching Netflix. And then, did you know you can make the little Netflix avatar the Young Royals characters?
Oh, we should do that.
We should make our Netflix avatars Young Royals characters.
Which one will you be?
I don't know. I want to like look at which
one. We're like in front of the TV, so.
Oh my god. Change this episode up. Will have to like end at some point, I feel.
Well, we still have time. We've only been going for 52 minutes, Lily.
Okay.
Let's talk about Midnights by Taylor Swift. I like it. I've changed my opinion.
I like a couple songs on it, but overall, I still don't think it's a strong album.
I like it.
Yeah, I like a couple songs, but even the songs that I do like, I don't listen to regularly still, just because, I don't know,
it's like my vibe. Only music I've been listening to for the past few days.
Really?
I know, it was so unexpected. When we first listened to Midnights, everyone, we did not like it.
Yeah, I still don't love it, personally.
I did not like it. I was sick of it. Why is it letting me change the avatar? On Netflix. Let me change. Maybe we can't change these avatars. We're on the Netflix profile page.
Maybe we have to do it on like a device.
Yeah, like, usually there's on. Like a little edit pen that comes up.
Let me do it on my iPad, everyone.
Okay. Never mind. TV fail. We have like a smart TV and it's the dumbest TV I've ever seen. Like it can't do any of the stuff a smart TV can do.
I also want to make mine like my own personal little Netflix. Okay, I'm going to make my personal profile picture. It's literally the second one that comes up. What a slay is that?
They just like, knew the like...
Right underneath the classics. I want to make mine Wilhelm because I relate too much to Wilhelm.
That's really concerning. Even Edvin's like, I can't relate to Wilhelm.
Yeah. Okay, do you want yours to be August?
Well, show me the options.
So there's...
And also, how dare you? That was so mean. No, show me the photos.
Felice, August, Sarah.
No, I will not be Sarah.
And then there's, like, they're not, like, pictures of the cast, but there's, like, a crown, and then there's, like, Hiloushka.
Well, of course I'm going to be Felice.
Felice is a slay.
The slay of the character Felice is, like, in the name of feminism and girl power.
I should change everyone in my family. I should make my dad.
Let's do it. Make your dad August.
Okay. Guess we're going to make my dad August.
Okay, make your dad August. Make your mom Sarah.
No, I want to make her Simon. Someone has to be Simon. Someone can't be left.
Yeah, out. Okay. Your mom can be Simon.
Great.
Make your brother Simon.
No, I don't want to change that one.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the whole gang is Young Royals characters now.
Okay.
My dad's going to be like, why did you change it? He's not going to know how to change it back.
And your dad's watched Young Royals too. Be like, why am I August?
Why am I August?
Yeah, that's funny.
We're so
silly. So silly.
What other things can you change here? You can, like...
Okay, we'll do that after. Get back on track.
Oh my god, do you want to be a Heartbreak High character?
No.
Okay, back on track. I'm on track.
I wouldn't want to be any other character other than Felice. Don't you dare take that from me.
I won't.
Don't take that from me, so I'd be like Eshe from Heartbreak High. Like, I don't want that. But, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, why? So... We already talked about the queer beating situation, but the reason why we were saying, like, why this is interesting for us to talk about, we feel, is we get asked a lot about our sexuality on this.
By you all.
By you guys.
By you guys. Questions from the fans.
Questions from the fans.
Are like, you guys give fucking
us,
gay?
No, it's like, give us a good book rec. Are you guys fags? Stop. It's like, sup fag? It's like, God.
I think you can take from that.
I wouldn't say that unless I was one.
Just to be clear.
They'll be like, Olivia says F slur.
To be clear, she's allowed to say
I can't
it.
Be cancelled for again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we are both part of the LGBTQ community.
No, I'm rolling with the LGBT. Fuck up my way when you see me. And look, just like we say Kit Connor should have been allowed to exercise his right to not label himself, I will not be doing that anytime soon. And I hope you all respect the decision, and if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Because clearly learn nothing.
Because JoJo, have you learned
nothing?
Yes.
No, I guess I'll say it because I need to get better at saying it. I realize, like, not very many people know.
I love not having people know.
Yeah, but I feel like...
I'm a person where I'm like, if I let people know, it starts to define me. And I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I take that back. Like, that's not... Because to me, I'm just like Olivia, you know? I've never once looked myself in the mirror and gone, you're a fag. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never once done it.
Yes, and I'm like, you? I have.
No, but I've never once looked myself in the mirror and just been like, this is you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have something where I'm like, I definitely know kind of what I'm at. But it's like...
Yeah.
I mean, only recently I really found, like, one label that I felt, like, really sticked. But before that, it was just... I was just slapping on anything, hoping it would stick. And it was just really shitty feelings. Because I'd be like, no, that's not right. And the only person I would ever really, like, quote-unquote, come out to would be Lily. I'd be like, Lily, like, I found out I'm this. And then I'd be sitting there for 5 minutes. And I'd be like, nope, feels horrible, feels wrong, that's not right. Like... It was just like a really, my insides felt like they were crawling. Like I was like, I don't know, that's not me. But I know for other people, that's where they find like liberation is having a title. Yeah.
I will just say that like I am like bi, me and Kit Connor the same. But the reason I'm trying to, why I said I was like I feel like I need to get better at saying it because like. The internalized like homophobia, like if I ever have to like say it to like other people, like I'm very confident in the idea, but saying it to other people makes me feel like very like uncomfortable. Like I feel like very like
really weird. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I do. Yeah, like if even just now, like I just said it, like extreme anxiety. Really? Like it's like the most, like I even remember when I like came out to you and like obviously knowing that like you literally would not care. But like for like 30 minutes before I did, I had like the worst anxiety about it ever. Like it's like you just like saying it out loud, like I have a hard time with it, so that's why I'm trying to practice.
Yeah, and then all I remember, this comes back to our point, why representation is important, because then when Lily came out to me, my response was, okay, be honest, how much did Young Royals impact this decision?
Yes, like, you did say that, and I did come out shortly after I watched Young Royals season one, but I didn't know before I watched Young Royals yes. season one. I was like, well, yes and no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was like somewhere there.
I'm sure it played a role.
Yes.
No, and then literally, guys, like, this was, like, probably, like, this was, like, a year and a half ago that I told you probably.
Mm.
Last summer? Anyway, I don't know. And then I think my mom literally found out about it in, like, June of this year. Yeah, you tell the story.
Okay,
but I don't know who told him. I don't think he knows.
I don't, so...
He doesn't actually know. That's the funny part.
I know. It's been a thing where it's like, who's going to tell Lily's dad? Which is a bit, you know, because, like, Lily's mom knows, but it took, like, a year for her to find out after she told me.
And it was
and almost... she told, like, you told everyone on your college campus, too, like, random people. You'd be like, yeah, I'm bi. And then, like, your mom, no.
No.
And your mom isn't homophobic or anything.
No, you know? I have like, no
reason.
Like, your
mom was trying to get it out of you.
And here's the thing, like, I feel bad. Like, I think that this is why now I have such a hard time talking about it, because... I think that, like, at first, I just, like, wasn't ready to talk about it, which is fine. And then I think I got to a point, like, where I was. But then, to me, it just felt like it was, like, so long had passed that I had known that it felt weird to do
so. It's not news to you anymore.
It's not news to me. So it feels weird to act like it's news. And so, and then it was also a thing where, like, I didn't want to like tell my mom, and I genuinely like couldn't, or any of my family, and I genuinely couldn't tell you the reason, because like they're not like homophobic. And then it just got to a point where I just felt guilty because so many people wish they could come out to their parents, but then they can't because their parents are homophobic.
Oh, that's
so then it just all spiraled.
They're not like homophobic, they're an ally.
Okay, continue telling the story like about my
dad. Anyway, so yeah, the big the million dollar question is like, how is Wes gonna find out, and when is Wes gonna find out? Like, because we're all just waiting. And anyway, Lily gets a text. Like, she sends me a screenshot of a text from her dad, like a few weeks ago.
So out of like, we weren't texting.
There was no context. There was not even a conversation had about like LGBTQ plus communities.
Nothing.
People. Oh, people must have a hard time coming out. Like, there was no insinuation whatsoever.
No, like we weren't even texting about anything else. Like, not even just LGBTQ.
It was like
things,
the first
like...
text out of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all it is just like, what is it? You say it.
He was just like, I'm so proud of you, with the pride flag emoji.
Not the pride flag, the trans flag.
No, both,
flag.
Both. The yeah. pride flag and the trans flag. I think, I don't
so
think he knows it. Like,
flag's wrong.
I don't think he, yeah. Yeah.
It, but the intent was there. Like, it wasn't a way of, oh, you got the flags wrong. It's like, I genuinely think he thought it was okay to just put any flag. He was like,
like,
this
I think
one's
he was
pretty.
Like, these are both the LGBTQ flags. Yeah. Like, I don't think
he was
he
just
realized.
Like, this is pretty. I like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
He, like, and thinks it's like a Minecraft skin. You just get to customize them to your will.
I remember back in June when I took him to Pride, bro, the closet is glass. I took my parents to Pride.
Like, in your defense, your parents were begging
me. My parents were begging me to take them to Pride, yeah. And so, and what was funny about it actually was my dad. I remember him telling me, he's like, because my mom has wanted to go to Pride for ages because she like loves the idea of Pride. Like, she wanted to bring a sign that said free mom hugs and like give them out. And she did that this year, and she got so many hugs, and she was fulfilled for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
like,
tears running down her face.
Tears, crying the whole time we're at Pride. But anyway, and then she got to finish off Pride by arguing with, like, a homophobic Catholic person. So it was fulfillment all around.
Yes.
So she had been wanting to go to Pride for ages. And then I was like, let's go to Pride this year. Why not? I'm about to move to Australia. Let's like go to Pride. And then, so we go. And I remember it was so blue because we had never done anything like that before. And I remember my dad was like, your mom is really... And I think my mom was also excited about Pride because she kind of knew that I wasn't straight. Like, she didn't know what I was, but she did know that I wasn't straight. I had told her that much. Like, and... So she was also really like excited and jazzed about it because of that. And she was like talking about it for like weeks before we went. And my dad was like, I wonder, like, your mom's really excited about Pride. Like, I wonder if there's something like going on with her. And I was like, I promise you that is not the reason. Like, there's more at play here than you know. Like, yeah, so anyway, so yeah, we did take them to Pride, but at this point I feel like,
what do you mean your mom? Here's the thing that shocks me though, is like, the closet was glass, like you opened the closet and your parents still didn't notice. Like,
no, I know,
you literally took them to Pride and you bought a bi flag at one of the Pride parades and waved it around.
I literally showed my mom, I was like, mom, look, I bought this bi flag. And she's like, what color is the asexual flag again? Because I was teaching them all about the different flags. What color is the asexual flag again? I'm like,
I'm having a moment here, mom.
I was like, okay.
Oh, God.
And then it wasn't until I was in London with Olivia and I posted a photo on my Instagram. And it was when we went and got like the signed copies of the Heartstopper books when they set up like the replica of like Charlie Spring's bedroom in like Piccadilly Square
Circus.
Anyway, and I posted like my Instagram photo of me there, and I was like, had to fight up all the other gays for like the signed Heartstopper books. And my mom, in all capitals, texted me, "What do you mean, other gays?" And then I had to call. I think you were like in the shower, and I'm like talking to my mom on the phone, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm like." I'm not gay. It was just an expression that I used in my Instagram caption. But I am bi. And then she was like, oh my God. And then she like calls me. And then she's like, so has anything happened between you and Olivia yet on the Europe trip? I was like, no.
Your mom probably felt so stupid because your granddad's been shipping us for like 2 years. I know. At this point, your mom's probably been like, Greg, stop shipping them. And then it was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. She's actually not together. She's like, Greg.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so as for if Lily and I are together, we'll leave that up to you guys.
You're the first episode. I'm not wearing pants.
Also you. I literally don't care.
Yeah, don't give a
nothing
fuck.
You haven't seen before. See, now I'm just playing into it.
Now you can't say stuff like that.
You can't say stuff like that! Being like, I don't care that you're not wearing pants.
Well, I feel like if we were together, I would care that you're not wearing pants.
What?
Like, not like care in a way like, oh, don't do that. But I would be like, not care because it's irrelevant. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh.
Yeah.
You'd be horny.
Sure. Like... But I don't care.
Anyways.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Two Girls Who
God. And now to fade us out, we will do a little fade out of our a cappella since you've been gone. No. Just stick with the zoom zoom zoom. Switch it up.
I am Breeze for the first time. Since
you don't know the lyrics? Stick to the zum zum zum. And all I ever hear you say is how I picture me with you. And all I ever hear you say, put your Cynthia Bingo. I can't breathe. Just since you've been gone. Harmonize. Ready? One, two, three.